Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey. What's good, what's good, what's good? It's draft day, baby. Come on, man.
Well, not draft day for everybody, but they keep saying that's going to change.
I know. They are steadfast.
They keep saying that's going to change.
They are reiterating when nobody asked at all. Like, yeah, no, this is what's being told.
Somebody called Jake Fisher.
Nobody asked. Nobody asked you.
Hey, man, we're just trying to enjoy draft day like everybody else.
That's cool. That's cool. Looks like
us and Phoenix got a pick today, right? Yeah, Phoenix got one of Houston's. They're picking today.
Yep, they got 10. They got 10.
Yeah. Is it just us? Are we the only team not drafting today? That can't be right. Brooklyn has half the picks.
Yeah, they do.
That can't be right.
Yeah,
I don't think
the Lakers have a first round pick.
I mean, that's right. The Lakers don't. Philly saved theirs. Yeah, I'm sure there's a handful of teams. I'm going to look that up. By the way, welcome in. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
We all know that's not true. He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Wrong side.
What are you doing with him?
You know who. Who doesn't have a pick?
I'm putting them in the chat. They said Detroit doesn't. The Warriors don't. The Knicks don't.
The Warriors. Oh,
the Rockets
now
don't. That's all they got so far.
All right. Great. Well, fine.
But they
Let's
all.
See. Hold on, real quick.
Most of them
quick.
Got players.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, also, Houston, they made the playoffs?
Yeah.
The Golden State?
Yes.
Oh. Lakers?
Yes.
Oh.
Barely.
Okay. Well, all right. Detroit. Yes. Detroit. Did Detroit, they made the play.
Detroit made the play.
Oh, they did too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's why we went their point guard. Backup point guard.
Huh. Okay. Well, this isn't going so well. Not so well at all. But
well,
NBA draft is today.
See, I wish you'd tell the whole story.
Okay, Doc.
Because
early appearance for Doc Rivers.
I don't know if we have a first rounder either, by the way.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah. I don't know if they do.
I mean, but let's talk about the first rounders we almost had. Nobody talks about that.
No, that's right, Doc. Nobody talks about that.
The Kings made the playoffs when they made the trade for the first rounder they don't have. See what I'm saying? So that's why you got to tell the whole story. When we traded that first rounder, we did make the playoffs. Now, that was 3 years ago when we made the trade. And we're dealing with it today. But technically, we made the playoffs when we made the trade.
You know what that tells me? 2031 is going to be a disaster. It's going to be really bad, isn't
well,
it?
Well, that's not even as...
The Sacramento Kings are going to win the lottery for the second time ever. And the world champion, the three-peating world champion San Antonio Spurs are going to get the number one pick in the draft for the generational eighth grader.
What's his name? Cam Potts.
Fine.
Cam Potts.
Perfect.
Now, even with that one, though, it'd be bad. Don't
He's
get me
Wemby,
wrong.
LeBron, and Zion all rolled into one.
It'd be terrible. But even then, we'd still have a first-round pick. It's just a swap. We don't even have one because of Kevin Herter. No. We can't even make a selection.
I'm not going to blame Kevin Herter.
No, well, the deal.
Kevin Herter deal. I blame Monty McNair for this. You've had smoke from Monty McNair for weeks. Don't end it now.
No, I remember I was talking to somebody the other day. They were just like, he destroyed this team for where they're at right now. He's like, the contracts, the decisions, the non-decisions, just left them in a just terrible, terrible state. Terrible.
Worse than Vlade?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, oh. There's De'Aaron Fox when Vlade left.
Wow. Well, not wrong.
A young De'Aaron Fox when Vlade left. He left us with a young Devin Carter.
Man.
Now he's not even that young.
Man. You really hate that kid.
No, I like Devin Carter.
No,
I
don't say that. Well,
I'm more than you do.
Well,
I was actually thinking about this today.
Not wrong there either.
I was thinking about this today because people were like, on the insiders, they were talking about, you know, what Devin Carter means. I did see something at the end of the season.
You've said that a couple times.
I did see something, and I'm like, all right, man, this dude, before in that first thing he had, I was like, this looks awful. But I wonder what he's going to look like in 3 years. I wonder what he's going to look like next year with the summer and, you know, training camp and stuff like that. Because when he got out there and just kind of found a role, found a niche with Doug Christie, being a guy off the bench that, you know, works hard on the defensive end, picks up full court. Yeah, he's got some things to work on the offensive end. But I did see some stuff from Devin Carter. So I would, like, out of the three guys that we always say have to be moved, he would be the guy that I would move between Monk, Keon, and Devin. But
oh, easily.
But I saw some stuff from Devin. I thought he showed some things in that stretch towards the end of the season. I was like, oh, okay, I see an NBA player. Let's see if we can build on this.
Okay. But now you want him out of here.
Not just for nothing. Like, I don't want him out of here to just be gone. I do want him out of here to help bring in a good piece. Like, we talking about the number 20 pick, or we talking about players that play point guard in Atlanta or something like that, then yeah, he can go. But for, you know, I don't know, random player X, like bench player, like, nah, I wouldn't do that. I just hold on to Devin Carter.
I'm looking at this thing the Athletic put out. This is kind of, I don't know why we know this. It's just a little, it's fascinating to see on paper. It has the last 10 number one overall picks on it. Obviously, we know Cooper's going number one tonight. Mm-hmm. Reese Shea went last year. Wemby, mm-hmm. Paolo, Cade, Ant, Zion.
Damn, that's a hell of a run.
DeAndre Ayton. Well, Markel Fultz, Ben Simmons, Karl Anthony Towns. Which two stand out the most?
Markel and Ben Simmons is the only one I can.
He was drafted by the same team. Yeah. You listen to that run of players, Cat. Simmons, Fultz, Ayton, Zion, Ant, Cade, Paolo, Wemby, Reese, Shea. The two ones you roll your eyes at were drafted by the same freaking team in back-to-back years.
That is awful. That's awful. You know what's also not fair about that is being that
one of them they traded up to get.
Yeah, they got to go get this guy and passed up on Tatum.
Danny said, okay, go ahead, do it.
You know what's wrong or unfair about that situation is they still got Tyrese Maxey. How do you miss on two number ones and then get one of the best young point guards in the game?
Well, yeah.
Like,
how
that don't happen
that?
Here.
But no.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Like they were incompetent.
We get
in
Bob Woodard.
That's not fair.
Jamias Ramsey. What? But that's not different than the 49ers, no?
What happened?
49ers make that move and miss on Trey, but still, I mean, that's a third pick, but still with the very last pick in the NFL draft, land Brock Purdy there. Yeah, now, very clearly, their franchise quarterback.
Yep, that's 100% correct.
I mean, look, man, these.
But they only missed once.
These.
Not twice, like Philly. Two number ones.
Back-to-back years. Yeah, in back-to-back years. There's a lot of. There's a lot of work and skill, I believe, that goes into drafting, right? But I don't recall this happening after the lottery in either case. I recall this being the conversation before the lottery. After the lottery, you can hear influence from a team on a particular player, and a consensus number one overall pick can happen. Let's not pretend like, for reasons that are still unclear to me to this day, DeAndre Ayton wasn't the consensus number one overall pick in that draft. I don't know why, and I don't know how. I never understood it, but he was. It was, what are the Kings going to do next? Because Ayton is going number one. And it was like, all right. Even more baffling was Markelle Fultz. Markelle Fultz was the consensus number one overall pick in that draft.
Markelle was that dude at Washington. He looked sensational.
And it was a miss. That's what I mean, is there's a lot of luck that goes into this.
100%.
There is skill, there is decision making, there is analysis and projecting. Bruh, there is a lot of luck too.
I don't want to say it's all luck, because you got to know what you're looking for and all this other stuff, but I say there's more luck involved than skill.
Yeah?
Yeah, at the very least, it's 50-50, but, like, Ben Simmons.
There are franchises. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Ben Simmons was a phenomenal talent. Phenomenal talent. He was.
Was he? He was raw, wasn't he?
He was sensational in LSU. He had moments where he just disappeared, and that was the question mark. But you talk about building a player almost.
So that's
what you.
That's want. What I'm talking about. I feel like there's almost a WWE thing here where it's like, all right, we'll use Ben as the example. Ben is a point guard. He is skilled, highly intelligent. Like, basketball IQ through the roof. Man, if we were using to, you know, create a player, he'd look like Ben Simmons. And I think there's a lot of that. Like, if I were to make a WWE champion, he'd look like Roman Reigns. Like, I think there's a lot of, we're going to take this individual who has characteristics, that has ability, and we're going to mold them because they look exactly like we want them to look. We're going to mold them into something. You could probably make the argument that's what they did with DeAndre.
Probably that had a lot to do with it too. I mean, 7'1", good footwork, had a nice touch around the rim. He had all that. But here's where the luck part comes in. Because Simmons, for a little while, was everything we thought he was going to be. That playoff run, I forgot who they beat in the first round, but they lost to the Celtics in the second round. Simmons, and they have finally made the playoffs with the whole process situation. Ben Simmons looked next in the playoffs. Like, they were in the postseason, and he looked next. And what you couldn't account for is what would happen after that. He just kind of fell off. Then he got hurt. Then the injuries came.
Yeah,
and that you can't account for that. I remember specifically when I think they beat the Nets, maybe. They were going crazy about Ben Simmons and what he was doing in the playoffs at like 22 years old.
I feel like Ben is one of.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The only players we've ever seen in the history of professional sports that we watched, like, their mind break. Like, there isn't a physical attribute on the planet that he doesn't have. And it just started to crumble. Like, and it crumbled slowly and then hit the crescendo in that series where Doc killed him, Joel killed him, Kenny Caraway killed him. Everybody murdered him. And he's never, like, he was, there was, like, he was, the crumble, had the fall had started to happen. He has not recovered from that. He'll never recover from that. Like, his career is very much in the twilight or whatever you call it. Like, it's ending. We'll come back. We're just getting started. It's draft day. There's a lot to talk about. We got a Kings rumor. It's not a draft rumor, though. It's a free agency rumor. And most of you are going to be underwhelmed. I think you might be wrong. Stealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader.
We agree?
Well, I'm storming out again. Stealing with KC on ESPN 1320. Well, who was it?
Do we have to wait till next?
No.
I don't know if you want to play along with the bit.
Okay, well.
No, I'm just kidding.
So I was telling the guys I watched half of the movie Sacramento last night, and not because I thought it was like bad. It was just a regular movie, and I started it late, and I was like, I got to go to sleep. I'll probably finish it at some point. But if it didn't have Sacramento in it, I probably wouldn't watch the movie. So that's why I watched it. But they're in Sacramento, and they go to this bar, and a Sacramento baddie. I saw this. I said, wait a minute. Is that who the hell I think it is? AJ Lee.
I think someone told me that. Like, now that you mention it.
I said, is that AJ? I went, let me Google the cast of Sacramento. Yep, AJ Mendez.
Wow.
I said, what? Okay. Sacramento baddie, AJ Lee.
That's terrific. Is that what she's credited as? Sacramento baddie?
That's what I'm putting on her Wikipedia.
That's terrific. For those not aware, AJ Lee, CM Punk's wife, former professional wrestler.
I loved me some AJ
Lee. Was bad.
I loved
that little
AJ
skip
Lee.
To the ring.
I love me some AJ Lee.
Yeah, they had AJ. AJ was so good. They had her at the center of some big storylines. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that's good stuff. That is good stuff right there. For some reason, I feel like someone mentioned it. I never gave it a second thought. It was probably WCW. Yeah. He probably said, hey, AJ's in the movie Sacramento, and never thought about it again. Yeah. But
she does good, too. Good job, AJ.
I know people are like, is she ever going to come back?
Yeah, I wonder,
you
too.
You don't need to.
No, she's good. She's an actress now.
They wind up losing to Charlotte. Don't bother.
Or what's her name? Destroy your leg. Did you see what happened to to Charlotte? It happened to Charlotte, but Jesse, what's no disrespect, but what's big girl's name? The other one. It's like
Piper. Is it?
It's something like that. It doesn't matter. But she's like Nia sized, and. Charlotte was in the.
She's the white
eight.
Girl, right? Yeah.
Pepper? Is it Pepper?
I thought it was Piper, but it might be Pepper. Pepper was the Piper. Dog that the big boss man ate.
They're saying Piper in the chat. Piper Niven? Piper. Niven?
Oh, okay.
Charlotte was in the figure eight.
Uh huh.
And Piper, like, Samoan drops herself onto Charlotte's leg.
Oh.
So
oh,
messed
God.
Up her foot. So, what the hell?
Wait, who was in the figure eight?
Charlotte, you know she applies it when she's got
the
figure
but who?
Four.
She didn't have it on Piper. She had it on
no,
someone
she had
else.
On somebody else.
And then Piper did the thing. Yeah. Oh, man.
So what the hell?
That's
why would
crazy.
You do that?
That's well, that might have been the spot. I don't know. That's crazy.
Go back to the drawing board. Just
yeah.
Kick her in the ribs.
Hey, maybe let's not do this one, okay? Let's not do this one. So, Kings have been linked to a point guard. It's not Fred VanVleet because he's not leaving Houston.
Oh, smart man.
It's not Kyrie Irving because he's not leaving Dallas. In fact, Kyrie did exactly what we predicted would happen immediately following the injury. We'll get to all of that stuff. All that stuff is really important. The point guard in question is 31-year-old Dennis Schroeder. I didn't have to go to Twitter to see people's reaction. I felt like I would know it. I also know no reaction on Twitter is ever good, so why bother? So I just put it in the notes, waited to see what the response would be. Jesse already had it. Jesse wrote, "This is about as underwhelming as it gets." And I think my brother's probably echoing the sentiment of a lot of Kings fans. And based on radio term tease before the commercial break, we think you might be overreacting. Am I correct on that?
I do.
I've always liked Dennis Schroeder. I think Dennis Schroeder is a good ball player. 31 years old. He started 49 of 75 games last year for three different teams. He's always been a solid producer. I don't know what you want. you know what I mean? Like, I don't. Seriously, I don't know what you guys want.
Yeah.
Trae Young's name came up. Many of you hated it. Turns out Scott Perry hated it too. LaMelo Ball's name came up. Many of you hated it. Lonzo Ball's name came up. You hated it. What do y'all want? Dennis Schroeder is a free agent. He'll be, I'm certain, quite affordable. I don't expect Scott Perry to sign Dennis Schroeder should this report that the Kings being the front runner or extremely interested or whatever just goes, ha, 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 did it, and goes and sits down in his recliner. I don't think that's the case. A pickup of Dennis Schroeder by the Sacramento Kings, I think, would be more than a really solid pickup.
Technically, remember the list that I had the other day of, like, who people said no to?
Hate it. Who's left?
Who's unavailable?
Yeah.
Technically, even though this isn't where he ended, this is Brooklyn point guard.
Well, there it is.
That was available.
Did he end in Brooklyn?
No, he started in Brooklyn.
Oh, he Brooklyn.
Ended in Detroit, and he played well
Golden
in Detroit.
State?
Mm-hmm.
In Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, and he played well in Detroit. I'm like you in this situation. Number one, I don't think that's how they're looking at it. This solves all our problems. This is what we're doing here. I don't think that's what they look at Dennis Schroeder as. Yeah. But even having him on the roster, like, I think he's a good ball player. He's a little hit or miss. Like I said, last year alone, you've got three different versions of Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
He was good with Brooklyn. He wasn't very good with the Warriors. He was good with Detroit.
But how much of that is Dennis and how much of that is Golden State? Like, how many players have we seen go through the Warriors basketball program and, oh, man, I thought he might be a little bit better than that.
Yeah, it happens.
And then they get out of there often. And they're a little bit better.
It's happened often, for
and
sure.
It's tough, and we're going to get back to the Golden State Warriors too, because there's a lot of talk about Oklahoma City, and the Golden State may have laid the foundation, may have laid out the blueprint for what doesn't work for teams, including Oklahoma City. We'll explain. Point being, I think Golden State, with the likes of Steph, Draymond, Steve Kerr, I think that's a difficult organization for tough term journeymen to go through. Because again, you've got three teams, two of which he played really well on. One of them was a playoff team, a very good playoff team.
Yeah, I like Dennis Schroeder. I said in a tweet last night, I like him a lot more if he's a backup point guard. Like, I don't want him to be the starting point guard for this team. But I think he's a good ball player. Like you mentioned, for the most part in his career, he's been good. Like, he's been good. There's been times when he might have been disappointing to some, or, you know, I don't know what the expectations necessarily were, but he's been a good NBA ball player, NBA point guard for a number of different years now. And I kind of think people are going overboard with the reaction to.
So did you go to Twitter? Because you know I didn't.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Oh yeah, nobody liked it.
Okay.
You know, nobody liked it. Like I said, I think it's.
I don't get how the Kings could turn their nose up at Trae Young and be like, all right, yeah, like I think the rumor was they're gonna hold out, see what better options are out there. It's like, all right, Dennis Schroeder's our starting point guard this year.
The way you would do that is you're not committing $50 million a year to Dennis Schroeder.
It's not. I don't think.
So this is a gap year then, because let's be real here. Dennis Schroeder's not. Dennis Schroeder's
just
not
a. It's not a gap year, but it's not a negative 4 year either. Like if you're a general manager and you don't like Trae Young, like that's just the reality of it. And if you stick yourself with that this year plus four, a 5 year commitment, or you know, however you feel about contracts in the NBA, but a 5 year commitment to Trae Young at that dollar figure, yeah, it doesn't mean it's a gap year. It just means you're not committing your finances to that.
That's the way I look at it. And I'm with you, Jesse. We talked about this. Bring Trae Young here. I'm signing him to the extension and all that stuff.
Trae Young is a ring. Like, you're marrying Trae Young.
Yeah, but like, and that's the thing.
Don't marry a girl you like. You got to marry a girl you love. And it's clear the people in charge do not love or even like Trae Young.
You can just date Dennis Schroeder.
We don't.
Right. I guess we don't know.
We don't know entirely the direction the Kings are trying to go, but like I feel like we've heard retool and win. Like, to me, like Dennis Schroeder is not a step in that direction.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't think you're any better. I think you're a playing team, if that, right now.
Yeah, you weren't even a playing team last year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not even taking a step forward, I think.
I guess you were a playing team last year. You just lost.
The other thing about that, too, though, is, and this is where we got to take some time, is that may just be one move. If you, I'm just throwing out a scenario, but if you signed Dennis Schroeder as a free agent, but you were able to make a deal with Miami to get the 20 Wiggins and somebody else, now, all right, you're cooking a little bit. You got a starting small forward to go along with Zach LaVine. Maybe the rookie is the one that starts at point guard or something like that. So Schroeder is one move, and we don't even know where that move could potentially be on the hierarchy of things they're trying to do.
Well, let's say you add Wiggins and you add Schroeder or whatever, the point guard in the 20th pick, like, are you still building around Domas and LaVine then?
I don't think you're building around.
That's what I'm saying. This is essentially like, what are you doing this year then?
I don't know, Jesse.
Well, it's a gap year then.
Well, it doesn't mean it's a gap year. It just means it's direction this year.
So yeah, it's a gap year. That's a gap year. I'm sorry. It's a gap year.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I don't care that I don't know what they're doing. I just hope they do. And, like, I don't think that they're building around Domas and Zach LaVine. But I do think they're building this particular team around Domas and Zach LaVine. Mm. I don't think that's the long-term plan or solution or anything. But I think they are trying to find the players who can complement those two and lead this organization to something positive.
The other thing about this regime and what they may do this offseason is, even as impatient as I've said I am, like I want them to make moves and all this other stuff, I don't want them to make a move just to say they're making a move. Like, I don't want you to, like, we're being aggressive and you go out and get Tobias Harris. Like, nah, don't do that. If you don't believe in Trae Young, then you get your books right and get ready for that person that you do.
Well, and that's it. It's okay if you don't. Mm-hmm. Like, it's perfectly okay. I don't know this, certainly. I feel like there's probably a lot of teams that don't buy Trae Young. Whether that's fair or not, like, I think that's true. I just asked Kings fans this as it pertains to Dennis Schroeder, and we did this a few weeks ago. I asked Scott Perry the same thing. If not Trae Young, who? Mm-hmm. Five-time All-Star don't work? Okay. 27 point per game score? Doesn't work? League leader in assists does not work. All right. You tell me what works. I'd be curious to know what works for this franchise. In your vision of basketball, what works? I thought Trey worked. I guess there's a caveat to that. I thought Trey with Domas worked. I thought you could absolutely do something with that. But the guy in charge of this basketball team says you're wrong. He can't. Okay. So who does? Yeah. And I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
I do wonder. And we worked through this trade, I'm sure, 50 different ways. I do wonder, would Scott Perry's impression of Trey Young be different? Start over. Cut that. I wonder if Scott Perry's impression of Trey Young on this Sacramento Kings team would be different if Zach LaVine wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Does Zach LaVine being here not complicate, but maybe hurt?
Yeah, you got a plan for that.
Yeah, like I don't. Truly, I don't. I don't think that's the best look. Like, that's a lot of. That's a lot in that backcourt right there. But I don't know. Maybe he's just not the type of player that Scott Perry likes.
Right, right. And also, they didn't sign Dennis Schroeder yet. Everybody.
Well, that's true.
They
too.
Just said they seem to be the lead.
Well, the last report we got was the Kings were getting into the first round of the draft. So. Pal, you've got about 4.5 hours to figure that one out.
I was chuckling earlier because did you see somebody put Matt George in a fake trade? They said, breaking, the Kings are sending DeMar DeRozan to the Philadelphia 76ers for the third pick. And how do you say a dude from France? That was in the Olympics.
Send him to who?
To Philadelphia. Okay. DeRozan to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And they laid out the pick or whatever, and they said, per Matt George.
Oh, no. Who was it? Was it Evan?
I don't know who this is.
Oh, no.
Matt had to respond and said, this is not true, nor did I say this. That's not funny because that's his career, but damn. Why did they put Matt George on there?
This person has 34 followers, and his Twitter handle is WTFZCH.
How you say my man's name in Philly? Ubicelli, I think. I think it's Ubicelli.
Well, shout out to this guy who actually tagged Matt George. On
that
tweet.
That's the crazy thing. Tagged him. Oh, that's not funny. Poor Matt George.
No, it's funny. Matt will absolutely laugh at that. That's funny. Terrible. Come on, Matt. Do better. He didn't even. I may have missed one episode of Locked On, maybe two, but I feel like it's one. He didn't even like do that on the podcast.
Never.
Somebody just woke up and said, "I'm going to tag Matt George in a fake tweet."
Oh man!
WTF, Zach with 34 followers.
Does it have traction?
None.
Okay.
Matt undoubtedly brought more attention to it than existed before. That's the tough part. I feel for Matt in that regard and anyone who this happens to, because you have to make a calculated decision in that moment. Mm. Do you respond to it the way Matt did and bring attention to it, or do you just ignore it?
Mm. Yeah, it's a tough one, especially with your name attached, your handle attached, everything.
Yeah, shout out Matt George. He'll be with us tomorrow. Prior to the second round, where the Kings will actually draft, of course, Jake Fisher said it again. Kings are working their way into the first round.
Yeah, nobody was asking him, and happening.
I guess we'll just sit here patiently and wait. Shout out to Jake if this actually happens, by the way.
And look, so... He's a trusted reporter. Somebody's telling him this. That doesn't mean it's actual, but whether it's agents, whether it's somebody within the Kings front office, somebody is relaying this message to him. I guess I would say repeatedly, because for him to say no.
I would think so.
Once again, I want to reiterate, this is what I'm hearing. So they may not, even with that, they may not be like reaching out to him, but he might have checked back in. Hey, is this still supposed to happen? Mm-hmm. Yep, it's supposed to happen. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens in that situation. I would love for them to get into the first round. I don't know what that would cost and who they'd have to work with, but I'd love for them to get in the first round today.
I would too. Right now, there's no evidence other than Jake Fisher that that's going to happen. And whoever is talking to Jake Fisher. We turned our phone off because we don't want this. We're tired of this.
I'm assuming that this guy right here on ESPN is at Cooper Flagg's, his hometown. Even though Cooper might be in, he should be in New York, unless Cooper's not.
Newport, yeah, I don't know. Is that where Cooper Flagg is from?
Yeah, he's from what, Maine or Vermont or something like that.
All right. I can't wait to see Cooper Flagg in the league. I'm really interested to see Cooper Flagg in the league. I was trying to figure out his name. I'm glad they put it on the screen. Marty.
Marty. He's a good reporter.
Oh, I like his. He's got energy. I like Marty. Yeah,
he's a good reporter.
Just to be clear, we could close the book on this. We've mentioned Jrue Holiday. I don't think anyone ever talked about Kyrie, obviously, because of the injury. Fred VanVleet's name has come up. All of those guys they've got commitments elsewhere. I like the idea of Dennis Schroeder. I'm not talking about a number one point guard on a championship contending team, but. Nah, I like Dennis Schroeder. I've always liked Dennis Schroeder. I would love him to be on this basketball team, but I would also love.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Scott Perry to fill out this basketball team with even more high-end talent than that.
And that's one of the things I talked about a little bit yesterday, talked about with the insiders. I'm, once again, very impatient with what I want to see the Kings do. I want them to be aggressive. I want Scott Perry to be aggressive and really, like, attack this draft and free agency. But number one, I trust and respect his knowledge, his time in the league, and even if I don't agree, I'm going to let him cook. And then, like we talked about, you know, I want to see this team win, just like everybody else, but like my approach to it, I just want to see him win, and that's all that matters. I don't really care how you get there. You can get four Dennis Schroeders, and if that looks crazy in August, but they end up being a fifth seed somehow because they have these guys putting in work, Great. I don't care how we get there. You can make a super splash and get back into the first round and trade for player X and do all this other stuff and maneuvering and be the 12th seed, and it didn't get us nowhere. So that's kind of where I'm kind of hanging my hat, is I want to see them results. Mm-hmm. I want to see them results. And I'm not saying that like I'm any different than anybody else. They want to see the results too. But I'm not going to say this is stupid or this is a ridiculous move until I see the results. Or at least I'm going to try not to. They do something stupid, I'm going to have to say. Now, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try and hold off for the results.
Well, that's tough because we have to react. I have a DeMar DeRozan question. You're not going to be able to answer it in the next 90 seconds, but it's worth putting out there and I think worth having a discussion about. Because we've asked the question several times. Like, are we sure? Like, So we just, they're trading tomorrow. Like, we're not even having a conversation about this. It's just happening, huh? Mm-hmm. He's just gone. And it's fine. It's perfectly fine if the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. But the question I'll pose, I don't really think I have to pose this to you, but I'm going to. I'm going to pose it to everybody else, too. And we'll open up the Elk Grove Kia Talk line. Sorry to be slow on this. 916-909-1320. Everyone says DeMar DeRozan doesn't fit on the Sacramento Kings. Is the lack of fit DeMar DeRozan, or is the lack of fit the way the team is constructed? Because to me, those are two very, very different situations that warrant two very, very different reactions from the front office. And I think that's where I'm stuck. I think that's where a lot of our conversation comes. Are we sure that they're doing this? We'll elaborate much more and talk about everything that else is going on in the league today, everything that else that has happened in the league since we left you yesterday at 4 o'clock. It's draft day, baby. We got the draft here coming up with coverage beginning at 4:30 right here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out Sky River Casino again for the amazing night we had last Friday. They got, boy, I got the heads up on some of the things jumping off in July, man. Mm. They keep finding new ways. And you know what August is? August is the anniversary.
Oh, baby.
So July is up. All but August. All the celebration is going down in August.
Oh, baby. You know what's funny about Sky River is every time I go to Sky River, I go down Whitlock, which is a street in Elk Grove, and it basically goes from the 5 side to the 99 side. So I always go like from Kaiser and the entrance in the back of Sky River Casino. And I was out with Bill the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, what's going on over here, man? What are they doing? You know, with the casino, like what's next?" And I was like, "Oh, they're building this and that, this and that." He's like, "Oh, that's what all that construction is that you see." I said, "What construction? I don't see no construction. I never go on the freeway side." Mm. So we go on the freeway, and I look, and I'm like, "Oh, snap! Wait a minute! Hey, okay. Hey, yeah." Okay. I hadn't even seen that till.
So the street Sunday. You take, is that the way we went when we went the first time?
Yep.
Because we weren't on the. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I never even see like.
So what's crazy? Wow, that's interesting. What's crazy is, so we were there Friday. Mm-hmm. I was there the Friday before mm-hmm. with the wake up call. Mm-hmm. The amount of work that got done in that 7 day stretch was bananas. Like for real. Like we drive by it, and I'm always looking for the sign because they always do such amazing job of putting our brands up there and all of that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, I think that was the first time I had really seen like the work. And we're coming in last Friday, and Katie goes, "Oh my God." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Look at the parking lot." It's like it had three times the amount of work that was there 7 days prior. Like there was like actual structures there.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, this thing gonna be done in no time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, they be grinding.
This ain't the old rail yards where it'll be done in 2032. It'll be done when the pick swap happens with the Spurs. Nah, this is happening.
Right. Nah, they moving. They're moving. Right now. They moving. I can't wait to see.
It's damn near a week later. That thing might be done now.
Right. Can park right there.
Right. Pulling it apart right there.
I can't wait to see that. I want to see the spa and everything because it's about to go up. And then the hotel, I'm going to have some staycations over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, oh, yeah. I'm staying at Sky River tonight.
Okay. Can't wait to hear the response to that.
I didn't say alone.
Oh, well, yeah. Get them spa coupons. Reese, you're in charge, pal. You're the man of the house. Knowing Ryan's running things the second you walk out the door.
Right. Hungry. Hungry.
I got thrown up on today by a kid for the first time.
Oh, no.
That was exciting. Yeah.
You weren't wearing anything white, were you?
No, that's what your demonic baby was contemplating at the time. You know, surprisingly, the situation was very similar. Morgan, the four-year-old, was not feeling well this morning. It, but she was in such a good mood.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't feeling good when I seen her either.
No, she was. No, because she had thrown up.
She bounced back.
Yeah.
Kenny Caraway style. That's
so so she wakes up, and she's, like, loving and cheerful, but she doesn't eat. She goes, like, I feel like, it's like I want to throw up. It's like, oh, okay. Can I have a bowl? She wants to throw up in a bowl. Like, okay. So I give her this giant mixing bowl, and she just... Like, she's trying. And I'm like, oh, baby is just being... She's like, mama, she's dramatic. And so, like, we have things to do. We're getting Audrey to, like, theater camp. And shout out to Morgan, who was in the car for 20 minutes and didn't throw up. Like, she did great. We got home, sat down with the tablet, and she's, you know, relaxing. And she's like, my tablet died. So I come over, and she's like, oh, I don't feel well. So I pick her up, and I'm holding her. And she's just, like, lying on my shoulder for a minute and pushes away. She goes, I got to throw up. I said, okay. And I'm thinking she's done this four times.
Right.
I was like, okay, baby, why don't we go to the bathroom this time? And I take three steps, and this child projectile vomits all over me. And I'm like, it's okay. It's all right, baby. Just let it out. And I'm walking
her. She's gone uphill.
I'm walking her, trying to get her to the bathroom, and she does the thing again. So I just set her down and say, baby, go ahead. Throw up. It's okay. Throws up again. Like, all right, baby. It's fine. Take her to the bathroom. Like, full on partied all night last night. And she's throwing up essentially nothing but water.
Oh, poor baby.
Throws up. And then... I'm sorry I threw up on you. Oh, baby, it's okay. Do you feel better? Yeah. Okay. Why don't we go take a bath? And, like, she was a new...
She's good.
She was literally a college kid. She was like, let's go.
That's what happens, man.
You saw her, like, she was... She, I got here. I swear, we sat down. She sees her mom. She sits down. I swear to God, this is the truth. She's like, I want to see, because I took her to mom's studio, brought her over here. She's like, I want to see where you work. I said, well, okay. So we stood out there. I said, that's Kyle and James. They're doing their show. They do ours before us. And it's like, that's Jesse and Joe. And these two groups work together. These two studios work together. And we go sit on the couch. And she goes, where's KC? I was like, well, he's not here yet, but he'll be here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So we were heading for the door. I think you were talking to John. Mm. I was like, well, hey, I saw KC come in. You want to see KC before you go? She goes, yeah. And turn around. You were right there.
There you go. The best whistler west of the Mississippi. Fantastic. At 4 years old. Fantastic whistle. It's crazy.
Many Kings fans threw up when they saw Mark Stein's report.
Oh, man. Mark Stein. Oh, by the way, hold on. Real quick. We can talk about Mark Stein. But in the words of old boy on Paid in Full, I see you shining. Ray Charles can see you shining. Yeah, I see you shining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
That's why I said
shout out.
So picked up the Elon free EV yesterday.
Mm.
Man. Mm. Yeah, that thing. There's a learning curve.
Okay.
There's a learning curve. The screen in the Tesla is better. It's positioned better. There's a lot more screen in the Lucid. Mm. It's a beautiful car.
Ray Charles can see it shining.
It's a beautiful car. It drives beautifully too. And I did have visions of Morgan throwing up in the car. She didn't. That's my girl.
Shout out to her.
She didn't.
Shout out to her. She knew the rules.
But yeah, shout out to everybody at Lucid for making that process go smoothly. It's a beautiful car.
Mm.
And I don't have any fear of it driving me off a cliff because the owner went crazy.
Well,
so that's a positive.
That is always a good thing.
There are things about the Tesla that I like a little bit more though. Like, there's a handful. Like that Tesla is, especially for being as affordable as it is, that joint hits.
We
didn't have the S or the X. Mm-hmm. My biggest regret with the I probably wouldn't have changed cars even with all the Elon stuff. Mm-hmm. If I had the Y.
Mm-hmm.
Though I should have gotten the bigger car. Mm-hmm. Of course I didn't know at the time what my household would look like. Mm-hmm. But I wish there's so much more room in the Y. There's a lot more room in this Lucid. Like, them girls get in the back seat and just walk around. Like, there is room. But yeah, it's a fire car. I was happy you saw it. I was hoping you did.
Yeah. Ray, like I said, Ray Charles saw you. Yeah, man, he got it like that. They shipped it directly to him, Jesse. Did you hear that? They personally shipped
about?
The car. We were talking about yesterday on KSFM.
This isn't...
No, they said, Mr. Barling...
Did they bring it to work for you?
No, this isn't even remotely true.
That's what they do to all
I went and
people.
Picked up the...
That's what they do to like Floyd Mayweather and all those guys. They ship, go straight to their house, their residence.
That didn't happen. I went...
It's like delivering a box of pizza?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. He's a lucid guy. Not a pizza guy. He's a lucid guy.
I stayed for the lucid. Yeah. I'm a lucid guy. Everybody been asking me why I stayed. I stayed for the lucid. Man. Where was I? Oh, I wasn't even segueing King, to Mark. No, I wasn't. King it wasn't even Mark Stein. I wanted to talk about DeMar.
Oh yes. You had the question.
So I asked the question. Got some interesting responses here. I highlighted a couple of them. I asked a question before the break. I'd actually be curious about your response before we dive into some of these other responses. Everyone, I mean, James, I think has it tattooed on his right arm. DeMar DeRozan does not fit the Sacramento Kings. Okay, fine. Here's my question, though. Is DeMar DeRozan's lack of fit his game? Or is DeMar DeRozan's lack of fit the way this team is constructed? Because we talk about Scott Perry's first order of business. You better answer that question. Because DeMar is too good of a player to just be like, all right, he doesn't fit. No. What are you trying to accomplish with this team? Because I would make sure that DeMar's the issue and not everyone else. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily everyone else, but it's the pieces around DeMar.
Right.
So that's my question. Is it DeMar and his Hall of Fame career, or is it the way that this 39-win basketball team is constructed?
It's difficult.
Or 40. Yeah, I'm sorry. I might have shorted them a game.
It's difficult for me personally to look at the way some of these guys performed last year and say DeMar is the issue. You know, we talk about, I'm not that much of a believer in you took Keegan Murray's shots away and that's why he couldn't make a wide open right. jump shot. Like that, stop stalling him out for that. Stop giving him a pass for that. He had wide open looks that he was bricking routinely. He's a better shooter than that. And I don't need all that other stuff from Keegan Murray. I don't need him to create and do all this other stuff. I need him to knock down the shots that he gets. And I'm different, right? Maybe I'm different in this. I don't care if, oh, you didn't touch the ball five times down court and now they expect you to hit a jump shot. Yes, they do. Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. So I bring that up to say, like DeMar DeRozan, a lot of the times was the only one that consistently was giving you offense. And the fact that he was the one consistently being able to put the ball in the basket or create or the one that you could rely on isn't his fault. Maybe if you had other people hitting shots and people that were playing better on the offensive end, who knows? Maybe he wouldn't feel the need to shoot as much. We don't know. But I think with this particular Kings team, you can, like, if you had a different type of team, you could keep DeMar DeRozan around with his style of play. I do feel that way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.